This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. I'm Ella. I'm joined by Abby.
Hello.
He's wearing a bizarrely yellow t-shirt today.
I was helping out at a thing today, and so we had the designated bright t-shirt, and now I'm glowing in the studio.
Just put my sunglasses on so I can look at you. We have a cracking show lined up for you tonight. We've got a special interview with this year's Medics musical, which is Pirates of Penzance. That's coming up in just a minute. We've also got loads of your requests that have been coming in over the past few days, including All That Jazz, which opened for us tonight. Yes. Catherine Zeta-Jones in the film version of Chicago. That came from Abby's mum. So yes, Abby's mum. There you go.
She's going to go see it. And so wanted to hear a bit of Chicago.
Yes, it's in Leeds next week, isn't
it?
With John Partridge. It's Billy Flynn.
Yes.
Yes. I realise that Abby's mum, you probably know all of that. But now
she's just nodding like, okay, great, good.
Yeah, mate, we've got this. We've got this bit.
I love the fact you know I'm from Leeds and you're like, oh, yeah, it's in Leeds next week. I'm like, yeah, I just said that she's going to go see it. Like, obviously it is.
She's travelling to Norfolk. Chicago is touring at the moment. You've missed it in Nottingham, unfortunately. That was over the summer. But it is touring still up until the end of December. So if you're interested in going to it, get your tickets as soon as possible because you've only got until the end of December and I can't remember where it's going other than Leeds, which we've covered. But yeah, I think it's going to be a really good show. John Partridge is always a joy in whatever he's in, and I imagine he's going to be great as Billy Flynn. As I mentioned, the Medics musical is a show that's put on by fourth year medical students here at Nottingham every year. Last year they did Jekyll and Hyde, which
you may have heard of.
You may have heard of on this show.
I don't know where. I mean,
when have we ever mentioned Jekyll and Hyde? Let's have a pause. Yeah, we mentioned it occasionally.
A little bit.
It comes up. So last year they did Jekyll and Hyde, and this year they're doing Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance. Fun fact, I think this was the first show I was ever in.
Of course it was.
at secondary school, like year eight time, I was in Pirates of Penzance, and I was chatting to them the other day, I just kept thinking of like little songs and like refrains. I was like, oh, I remember this bit.
I know it.
I remember this bit. Every now and then it would come back to me. Tarantara, tarantara, lots of marching. Yeah, anyway, I was lucky enough to interview people involved in the Medics musical just yesterday. It was a really fun event. They also performed a couple of songs. We'll get to that a bit later on. But for now, this is the interview. My first question, who wants to explain what Pirates of Penzance is about? Who's going to...
Duncan.
Oh, a nice choice. Duncan. Gesture volunteering,
so
Duncan, as tribute.
Everybody's pointed to me here.
Director McGregor.
Well, Pirates of Penzance is a Gilbert and Sullivan comic opera, really, written about 200 years ago. And it's really about this character called Frederick, who was apprenticed to, by some mistake, to a band of pirates, the famous Pirates of Penzance.
They're very well known.
I mean, it's useful that they called the entire show that, really. It gives like
I think it should be called the Frederick Show, actually.
The Frederick Show. And but he doesn't like that, and he then leaves them and falls in love with a girl, and we have this romance story, but we also have some conflict between the pirates and the Major General character.
Yes.
And then we get some involvement from the police, who are all a bumbling bunch of buffoons, and it all finishes in this big fight scene and resolves in a way that I won't ruin it.
Yes, you'll have to resolves in a way that you'll have to see when you buy your ticket.
Keep on tenterhooks.
But when we decided to do this this musical, we thought that it might be good to try and bring it into the modern era a little bit, make it more accessible to a modern audience. So we've changed a lot of the language and one or two of the themes. By and large, it's the same musical. But we think, having gone through it, it's much more accessible to a modern audience.
Definitely.
Why should people come and see this show?
So yeah, Pirates of Penzance, as we said, it's a hilarious play, brilliantly adapted by Duncan, which has all you could want: beautiful songs, gripping storyline, acrobatic dancing, choreographed by the famous Tom Houston. If you don't know him, he's very good. Reinvigorate stale relationships by opting for a date night that isn't just going to a restaurant. We'll even provide all the talking and singing for you, so no awkward silences. It's also a better rom-com than Notebook or P.S. I Love You. Help to lose weight. Laughing is proven to burn calories and is probably equivalent to spinning class. And you can't have an ice cream during the interval at spinning, so theatre is obviously better than spinning. We've spent months rehearsing. This won't be like a school play with the kid with glasses picking his nose in the corner.
There is still a kid with glasses picking his nose.
Yeah.
Just in case that's what anyone wants.
Stop talking
to get
about
rid of
yourself,
him.
Tom.
And, you know, the audience doesn't have to politely clap after the girl and Pigtails finishes her out-of-tune whiny song. Anna's actually better than that, even though she probably will be wearing pigtails. Be warm, it will be late November and your stingy housemate will have chained themselves to the boiler to protest you turning the heat on, so a couple of hours in Nottingham's Arts Theatre will provide you with enough warmth to stick out the winter. And finally, save yourself from a night out. You'll probably have a disappointing prize where your mate's friends from home take control of the Orcs lead and thinks everyone has a similar passion for grime, techno, garage and bass. Then you'll stand in the cold November evening air in your skimpy clothes, reaching a near hypothermic state before hitting the wall of uncomfortable heat and humidity of Baywatch-fueled perspiration. Before being thrown out for a punch-up started after your friend's attempt at breakdancing gets out of control and hits a bouncer, then spending £60 on a soiling charge in a taxi home when most of it went out the window anyway. So I hope that makes things clearer. November the 24th, 5th and 6th at the Nottingham's Arts Theatre.
And you can buy tickets on the Nottingham Arts Theatre website.
So just Google Nottingham Arts Theatre, click on what's on, and you'll scroll down and see us.
And I think tickets are £8 for students.
£8 for students.
£12 for adults. Bring your parents.
Yeah.
Well, as I wish you all the best of luck, and thank you so much for coming to talk to me today.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
I'm really excited about this show. I really like Pirates of Penzance, so I'm pleased that you're bringing it back. To give you a sort of updating it, making it accessible to a new audience. Let's get a new generation of Gilbert and Sullivan with us through. Now, as I said, it is time for some more requests. This time it comes from Jake. It is one of my favourite songs from one of my favourite shows. I've never seen it live, but I know the film like the back of my hand and I absolutely love it. It is a surefire way of getting you dancing around the kitchen, which is just what we're after on Showtime. It's weird because I had been planning to play a song from this show last week and I didn't fit it in. And then I got a request through for a song from it and it was bizarre. Maybe psychic, nice. Jake. Congratulations. So without
what
further
a way to find out.
So without further ado, from Sunshine on Leith, this is Should Have Been Loved. You've been let down, messed around. Should Have Been Loved from Sunshine on Leith. My favourite thing about that entire song is if you watch the clip of it in the film, Jason Fleming just looks like he's having so much fun.
He's having the best time.
Yeah, he just loves it. And I really like things like that in TV and film where you just watch it and you go, the actors must have had such a good time doing that. The other one that always gets me, there's a clip in Yonderland of Jim Howick dancing as the old crone, and I always think, oh, he must have loved that so much.
You must be doing that and then going, this is my job, I'm being paid for this.
Like, it's the best thing ever. Excellent request there, Jake. Do keep them coming in. As I said earlier, if you want to make a request, send us an online message today or get in touch with us at Facebook URN Showtime or Twitter Showtime URN during the week. Next up is a show debut. We're having quite a lot of these recently. It comes from Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, which is a musical by David Yazbek, who's also responsible for the Broadway version of The Full Monty and current show favourite, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. I actually didn't know that David Yazbek had written both of them, and I was listening to it going, oh, I love this, it's got such a Dirty Rotten Scoundrels feel to it. And then, mind blown, it's the same guy. I am also psychic, me and Jake.
It runs genetically, obviously.
we're gonna fight crime together. Now, for those of you who don't know, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown is based on a 1988 film of the same name, and it's about a group of women sort of in the late 20th century living in Madrid. The original Broadway production opened in October 2010, and it had relatively mixed reviews and sort of closed in January 2011. It didn't do that well. It did much better in London when it transferred over in 2015 to the West End, starring Tamsin Grieg as Pepper and my favourite, Jerome Pradon, who I know from the 2001 version of Jesus Christ Superstar. No one's ever heard of him, and I just love him. French actor, he's great. I love him. And the song we've got coming up tonight comes from the original Broadway recording and is performed by Laura Benanti, who plays Candela in this show. Basically, the song, Pepper, who is the main character, comes home to find her answering machine completely full of messages from Candela, all about her new man, who she thinks is the love of her life, but he may be an international terrorist. We've all been there.
I mean, you know.
It's just the regular Saturday evening, really. and this song follows those messages with lots of like interchanging lyrics. It's got quite a conversational tone. It's really cleverly written. It's even better performed. Lots of quick changes, lots of movement, which I always like. So I do recommend that if you like this song, you go and watch it on YouTube, because it's stunning to see it. And yeah, it's got a really great Dirty Rotten Scoundrels feel to it, which I'm in love with at the moment, as you may have noticed. So without further ado, from Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, this is Model Behaviour. Now, very quickly, our next song coming up is, again, from a film version of a musical. And it always annoys me, because this is my favourite song in the entire film, and it's not in the actual musical, and it really annoys me. It's from Hairspray, and we're going to be playing Lady Choice, which is performed here by Zac Efron. And the reason I do this is because at the beginning of December, NBC are doing a live version of Hairspray. There'll be more from that in future weeks when we get close to the date, mainly because we can play lots of Hairspray. Hey. It's great and it's very jolly and it's fun and we like it and we can have a good dance and a shimmy, as I
which
just
we do anyway.
We do,
but it's a lot more difficult to slower songs. We're just gonna put that out there, like,
hey guys, everyone write really fast songs so we can do high kicks. We want high kicks in these songs,
all of them.
But yeah, sort of to introduce the fact that Hairspray Live is coming up and there'll be more information about it, this is Lady's Choice. Now, unfortunately, it's time for our penultimate song.
Aww.
Aww. This has now turned into a pantomime. But it's a great song, and we turn to my favourite. My own brown-eyed handsome man. It's Matt Wycliffe. I saw him as, well, we both saw him as Carl Perkins
we
in
did.
Million Dollar Quartet. Haven't mentioned it that much.
I mean, I think we have in passing, but
yeah,
I don't think we've
like
dwelled on it a lot.
Couple of times, kind of like Jekyll and Hyde, like he hasn't really come up that frequently. In case like you genuinely haven't heard us talking about Million Dollar Quartet, it is a great show. It's still touring. Do go and see it. It's absolutely brilliant. You will not regret it. It's such a good evening out. But Matt Wycliffe, who played Carl Perkins, has also released his own album this year. It just lots of covers of lovely classic sort of 50s songs. There's a bit of Frankie Valli, bit of Carl Perkins himself, Buddy Holly, which is what we're going to be playing now. Abby's staring at me because
it's just because I know that you know the entire track list and you're trying to pretend that you don't know. You're like, oh yeah, I think there's some Frankie Valli on there. It totally doesn't last like X many minutes and seconds.
What I also always mention when I talk about Matt Wycliffe's album is that he played all the instruments himself.
So she's worried he doesn't have friends, which I'm reassuring her he does. Matt, please get in contact and tell Ella that you do in fact have friends.
Like, Matt,
you just
I'm right here. I'll come and play maracas. It's fine. That's all I have to offer, but I can offer maracas and sarcasm, but that's it. And he's just brilliant. He's such a talented guy. And if you want to listen to the album or, you know, buy it or any of the songs, they're available at mattwycliffe.com. I really recommend you go and listen to it because it's incredible and I love it. And as I said, one of my favourite songs on the album is Buddy Holly's Every Day. And I've been wanting to play it for a while, and now I can, because the musical version, the jukebox musical of Buddy Holly's life, the original jukebox musical, actually, I think it has claims to fame. Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, because they didn't want to mention Buddy enough times in the title. Buddy, the Buddy Holly story is going on tour. Right through till next November. At the moment, it's not coming to Nottingham, which I'm kind of annoyed about. But do keep an eye out if it's coming anywhere near you. So this is Matt Wycliffe. Hashtag love him to Matt. With Every Day.
Oh, I love that so much. You didn't see the face throughout that song, but it was a face of pure joy.
I'm just in love with Matt Wycliffe, in case I have. You can have 17 hashtag loves him. You're not getting a billion like Nathan Lane just yet, but 17.
Keep working and you'll get up to that number.
Every time I play a song. And yes, that unfortunately brings us to the end of tonight's show. As always, thank you for listening. If you want to get in touch with us at any point during the week, you're on Showtime Facebook, Showtime you're on Twitter. Send us your messages, your shout outs, your requests, and we will sort those out. Now, to close the show, we turn to Gary Barlow's new musical. Now, Finding Neverland is already coming to the West End, but now so is The Girls, his latest musical. It's based off Calendar Girls, which is a great film.
Love
that film. Also a true story, but it's a great film.
Dad has driven one of the Calendar Girls because he's a chauffeur. So there you go.
Ooh.
Just a little fun fact there from PR.
There's something actually interesting on this show.
What?
Hang on. It's madness.
Back to the usual chaos.
Now, this musical, written by Gary Barlow and Tim Firth, it opened in Leeds, and will be transferring to the West End in January. He performed this song on Strictly Come Dancing last week, which is kind of the first time I really came across it. I knew it was coming out as a musical, but I hadn't listened to it. And then I saw this and I just quite liked it. Another good job, Gary. Finding Neverland, great. This one, also good job. My thumbs up, by the way, for people who don't have the view into this studio. There will definitely be more from the girls in the future. For now, though, ending tonight's show, this is Gary Barlow with Brave. Thank you for listening, everybody. We will see you next week.
This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.